Poster article. Prophets teach me to strengthen my family. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. Jesus Christ directs His church through prophets. In Doctrine and Covenants, Section 21, Verse 5, we read, "For His word ye shall receive, as if from mine own mouth, in all patience and faith." We can read the words of ancient prophets in the Scriptures. We should also listen to the words of our Latter-day prophets during General Conference and read them in the church magazines. President Gordon B. Hinckley teaches us many ways we can help our families, such as praying as a family each day, morning and evening. He says, "Pray together. There is no substitute for family prayer when all kneel together before the Lord." Ensign, May 1999, page 89. President Hinckley and the other leaders of the church teach us what Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ want us to do to become better people. We show our love and respect for Heavenly Father, for His Son Jesus Christ, and for our leaders by following their teachings. Activities and ideas. You may need some assistance with this activity. 1. Remove page 41 and mount it on heavy paper. Cut out the squares and match each prophet with his statement about families. 2. For a family home evening activity, play a prophet matching game with your family. Mix the cards up and turn them face down. Take turns choosing two cards. Try to match each picture of a prophet with his statement about families. When you finish playing the game, glue or staple each statement card to the back of the correct picture card and save them to use in talks or lessons. 3. For a family home evening lesson or primary talk, discuss the statement by President Hinckley. Set a goal to listen to and follow the prophet. On page 41 are pictures of the 15 presidents of the church, beginning with Joseph Smith, Jr., and ending with President Gordon B. Hinckley. Below each of the pictures are statements, 15 small boxes, each containing a statement by one of the prophets. Slack not your duties in your families. Joseph Smith, 1805 to 1844. We should commence our labors of love and kindness with the family to which we belong. Brigham Young, 1801 to 1877. Make your homes joyous. John Taylor, 1808 to 1887. Obey your parents in all things and comfort their hearts. Wilford Woodruff, 1807 to 1898. Family unity must prevail in Zion. Lorenzo Snow, 1814 to 1901. To be a successful father or a successful mother is greater than to be a successful general or a successful statesman. Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918. The Lord has called upon us to pray with our families. Heber J. Grant, 1856 to 1945. Children are worth more than all the treasures of the world. George Albert Smith, 1870 to 1951. It is possible to make home a bit of heaven. David O. McKay, 1873 to 1970. The family is the most important organization in time or in eternity. Joseph Fielding Smith, 1876 to 1972. The most important of the Lord's work you and I will ever do will be within the walls of our own homes. Harold B. Lee, 1899 to 1973. We know the family to be eternal. Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985. It is crucial that the family draw closer together in righteousness. Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. The Church has the responsibility and the authority to preserve and protect the family as the foundation of society. Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995. The greatest joys of life are experienced in happy family relationships. Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910. End of poster article. Prophets teach me to strengthen my family.